This is Kennedy Classics with Dr. D. James Kennedy. Welcome to Kennedy Classics.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Jerry Newcomb.
And I'm Jennifer Cassidy. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Christmas is my favorite time of year. You know, I often think about what my dad frequently said. Christmas is the celebration of the greatest person who ever lived. A little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes has changed the world.
Most Christians know that Jesus brought individual personal salvation with him. His birth was so significant that stargazers, hundreds of miles to the east of where Jesus was born, followed his star to come and pay him homage. Just as the wise men sought him then, so wise people seek him today. Later in this program, we'll share with you an exclusive resource by Dr. Kennedy that shows how God has proclaimed the gospel message in the stars.
And I'm John Sorensen. Later in this Christmas program, I'll be back to share with you how you can receive the greatest gift in all of the world.
And we begin our celebration of Christmas today with the chancel choir inviting us to worship, followed by my father, the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, as he presents a classic Christmas message, Following the Star.
This morning, O Lord, may we be captivated by the wonder of thy love, and may every heart offer praise unto thee. May everything that hath breath praise thy holy name. We ask, O God, that in this hour our hearts might be lifted up out of this world and its ordinary things, that we might once again be caught up in the mystery that is Christ and in the wonder of his love and grace. We pray that there might come from our hearts this day a paean of praise to his great and mighty name. Yea, let all things praise his name, mountains and hills and valleys and glades, the cyclone with its trumpet, the northern lights with their flaming ensign. Let all the clouds of evening and morning offer praise unto thee, Almighty God. For we ask this in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now may we hear the word of God as it's found in the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream, that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And may God speak afresh to our hearts from these all too familiar words this day. And may his name ever be praised. Amen. Betelgeuse may be the largest star in all the heavens. Sirius may be the brightest. And Alpha Centauri may be the closest, but I have no doubt that the most famous of all of the stars, the most beloved of all of the stars that have ever shone in the sky above, is that star that shone so brightly over Bethlehem's babe that frosty night so long ago. That mysterious star which has so enchanted the imaginations of people for 2,000 years. What was it? Speculations have been rife. It was, said Kepler and others, a conjunction of planets, perhaps Jupiter, Venus, and Mars, or some other combination of your own choosing. But not so. For should they have examined the case further, they would have found that planets were malign in the view of the Magi, and they would never have followed any conjunction of planets at all. And said Another writer, "It was a shooting star, such as I saw just the other night," he said, "and I could almost have followed to the spot where it landed." How foolish to read the story only cursorily. One would see that these had followed for many, many weeks or even months. A shooting star would have been long before forgotten and lost. And then another writer said that as he walked along a road, a star far up in the heavens seemed to be proceeding before him, and when he finally stopped, it stopped with him. And that must have been the star, which of course would mean that any star could have led any person anywhere at all, which hardly seems the case. I cannot say for sure what the star was. It very well may have been a miraculous or supernatural creation of God made just for that purpose. You will remember that when God designed to have Jonah swallowed, he created a fish for the very occasion, tailor-made to suit the purpose. And maybe this was such a star. Perhaps it was little beyond the atmosphere of our own earth instead of off afar in the sidereal heavens, the vast expanse of the nebulae. But whatever it was, it has a message for us today that I would like for us to see and hear clearly. I think we might first note that it was a star that came in the winter. It was not a May Christ that came in the midst of the blossoms, or a June Christ that came in the midst of the full-blown flowers and the balmy winds, or a July or August Christ in the midst of the harvest fields, but it came in a time when the sere leaves had been scattered over the earth and the world was covered with frost. And it reminds us that Christ came for those that are frostbitten by life. He came for those that are snowed under, for those who are overwhelmed by the cold realities of life. He came that he might soothe and rock and cradle and kiss and lullaby a needy and hurt and crying world. He came in the midst of the bleak December, and he came under a glittering star. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And so do all of those who have come to know the one to whom the star points, that he is the King of joy, that at his right hand there are joys forevermore. He is not some cosmic killjoy, some gigantic wet blanket, as Satan would make out that he is, but all true joy comes from him. He is a fountain of joy which bubbles up within the soul and overflows of the life. And those that know him best are those who most rejoice. Rejoice evermore, says the apostle, and again I say unto you, rejoice. The great lie of Satan is that sin will bring joy. And the truth is, it is that one to whom the star pointed who is the bringer of all joy. It's a star of witness, very obviously, because it had a single function primarily, and that was to point the wise ones to Christ. And thus, it becomes an emblem of witness of all of those who would preach the truth, of all those who would bear witness to Jesus Christ. To everyone, therefore, who names the name of Christ, that star is an example, and we might learn a lesson from it. What was its name? Do you remember? Well, you won't find it on the star charts, but it's listed very simply as His Star. His Star. If we would be witnesses for Christ. then we must be His stars. We must belong to Him, body and soul, all that we are. And there are some here today who have recited the creed, but their hearts have sought for God not one bit since then. They do not feel their need. They do not feel their sin. They do not feel their lostness. They do not see the goodness and grace and mercy of Christ. They do not want to fly to Him that they might find forgiveness and pardon and mercy and eternal salvation. No, they're quite satisfied to have the husks of religion, to go through the rituals, to recite the creed, to have the words, though their hearts are empty and barren. Do you see yourself among these religious ones of Jerusalem? Somewhere in that picture, the light of that star shines down upon us all. Either those who look upon Christ as a threat, those who look upon Him with indifference, or those who seek Him with ardor and love and are willing to offer their hearts and their treasures to Jesus Christ. Somewhere, my friends, the light of that star shines down upon us all. May it be that we might be found among those who are wise men, who truly followed the star. May we pray. Oh God, we thank Thee that today we have so infinitely much more to follow than the twinkling glimmer of a faint star. We have the bright sunlight of Thy Word declaring plainly that Thou hast loved us and given Thy Son to die for our sins. Oh God, what excuse have we for not following when the way is so clear and the truth is so plain, when the offer is so rich, eternal life freely bestowed upon those who will believe, upon those who will repent of their sins and place their trust in the crucified one. Oh, let us say with the wise men of old, we have come to worship Him. We have come to adore Him. We have come to love Him. We have come to trust Him. And Father, may that star that shone in the heavens above rise as the day star in our hearts and lead us onward as we, following the star, make our way to that celestial city which Christ hath prepared for those that love and trust Him. Amen.
As Dr. Kennedy prayed, were you in agreement, knowing you have followed the star, having transferred your trust to Jesus Christ? Or is that something you'd like to do? It's a decision that all of us must make, either to remain trusting in our own efforts to get into heaven someday, which will only lead to eternal damnation, literally hell, or trusting in what Jesus Christ accomplished for us when He died on the cross. There's a verse in the Bible that says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." It's incredible. And yet His sacrifice paid for my sins and your sins so that we could spend eternity in fellowship with Him in heaven. If this makes sense to you and this Christmas you'd like to receive the gift of eternal life and enjoy all the benefits that go along with it, we can go to God in prayer right now saying, "Lord Jesus Christ, You alone paid the penalty for my sins so that I might be forgiven and freed from the bondage of sin, able to spend eternity with You. Please forgive me of my sins. I accept the free gift of eternal life and place my trust firmly and only in you from this day forward. Thank you for this incredible gift. In your name I pray. Amen. I hope you prayed that prayer, and if you did, we'd like to help you get started in your new life with Christ by sending you Beginning Again, a book written by Dr. Kennedy for new believers. In these pages, you'll learn how to pray, how to read and study God's Word, and even how to witness to others. To receive Beginning Again, just write to our address or call our toll-free number. I hope this Christmas will take on a whole new significance as you realize that you've just received the greatest gift ever given by the greatest person who ever lived, salvation through Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas.
The heavens declare the glory of God.
For the first time ever, D. James Kennedy's most requested resource is available on one DVD set, The Gospel in the Stars, on 13 DVDs or audio CDs, available for a limited time as a thank you for your donation of $75 or more.
God, from the very beginning, outlined in the panorama of the stars the whole message of the gospel of Christ.
The Gospel in the Stars is D. James Kennedy at his best. Don't miss this rare opportunity to own these very special messages today.
How great thou art, O God, who hath painted the starry skies with a message of redemption.
What a delight Christmas is. The whole world, whether they know it or not, is celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. When you see Christmas lights all over the place, what does that signify? Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has come. Even the sound system in the local mall proclaims, "Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity."
It's amazing that the stars in the skies above proclaimed his arrival 2,000 years ago. But did you know that in another sense, God proclaimed his gospel message in the stars long before that. Dr. Kennedy once delivered a series of fascinating messages called The Gospel in the Stars, showing how the original message of the Zodiac, before it was corrupted by paganism, actually tells the story of Christ. For example, Virgo refers to the virgin who would bear a son, the Savior. Scorpio refers to Satan, who stings the son's foot but gets his own head crushed by the Savior. And on it goes. Each of these signs point to some aspect of the work of Jesus Christ, and Dr. Kennedy explains how. This is perhaps the most requested resource in the ministry's history, and for the first time ever, you can get all 13 of these messages on DVD or audio CD in the series The Gospel in the Stars. For a limited time, they're available for a gift of only $75 or more to the ongoing work of this ministry. And we'll also include Dr. Kennedy's book, drawn from these messages, The Real Meaning of the Zodiac. That's the 13 DVD or CD series, The Gospel in the Stars, plus the book, The Real Meaning of the Zodiac, back in print for the first time in years for your generous donation of just $75 or more. Simply write to us at Box 6085, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 888-334-9762, or go online to djameskennedy.org. And to make this offer even more amazing, you can get the book, The Real Meaning of the Zodiac, plus the 13 DVDs and the 13 CDs of The Gospel in the Stars. That's 26 discs total for a donation of $100 or more. Simply write to us at Box 6085, Albert Lea, Minnesota, 56007, or call toll-free 888-334-9762, or go online to djameskennedy.org. Or if you prefer, you can request just the book, The Real Meaning of the Zodiac, for a generous donation of any amount.
You've helped this ministry expand our reach tremendously over the past year. And with all the important issues that will be facing us in 2015, please consider giving your most generous tax-deductible gift to help us finish this year in the black and ready to boldly move forward. Thank you for joining us today. Merry Christmas, and may God bless you.
And may God bless America with a new spiritual awakening.
Today's program is available on DVD or audio CD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. Next week on Kennedy Classics.
I would like to ask you this Christmas Sunday, have you received the gift? I mean the real gift.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.